Hello, welcome to the Pony Development Sync for Tuesday, November 7th, 2023. My name is Sean Allen. I will be your host today. Our normal host, Joe, got called off to a work meeting and was not able to attend. We have three other wonderful participants here with us today. Gordon, could you please introduce yourself so that everybody recognizes your name?
Hi,
I'm sorry, voice.
Tisher.
Red, can you introduce yourself so everybody puts a name to the voice?
Certainly, my name is Rad.
And Dippin, can you please do the same?
I am Dippin.
Awesome. I kind of feel like I wanted to do this a video game that I used to play, like one of the big stand-up arcade ones when I was a kid called Smash TV. And they had an announcer on it because it was supposed to be like a game show, right? Like a violent Running Man sort of game-ish show type thing. And like every now and then, like the voice would come out of it going, "Big money, big prizes." I feel like I want to use that voice today while we do the sync, but there we go. If anybody's ever in an arcade, because I know they still exist in a few places, and you see Smash TV, definitely play it. So we have a small agenda for this week. It's one item. I believe everybody's pretty much swamped in work stuff. I know I certainly am, and I'm one of the key generators of issues and everything. So we only have the one. It is in the Pony Sync Helper, and it is PR17, which is for me, which updates the Sync Helper in order to, in addition to posting our agenda, which we're using right now for this meeting with its one item. It also will take the ability to take a label rather than having it hard-coded so that we can use it to find things across the PonyLang org, which are tagged with good first issue, and post them to the Contribute to Pony Zulip channel once a week. I have run it locally and I know that it works. The only question would be, because I can't run it locally, is did I actually get all of the YAML correct for the new workflow for this? Anyway, we had discussed this. I remember Gordon, you were part of that conversation. I think like what was that 4 or 5 weeks ago or something, where I asked as part of the sync if this sent seemed like a thing that would be worthwhile to do. And you definitely said yes, and I think a couple of people did.
Yep.
So that's the PR. I assume the basic approach everybody's okay with. It's not like the sync helper is some sacred bit of code where I've completely twisted it. I don't know. Could you have assuming you're good with the usage of it this way and not creating an entire new one, which is almost identical. With that, want to have a look at the code and see if, I mean, it's pretty straightforward. See if there's anything you can see where you're like, oh no, we shouldn't do it that way.
Yeah, looks good to me. I just marked it approved.
Cool. Red, now that these are going to be posted every week, does that mean you'll start picking up some good first issues?
I could possibly be talked into that. Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, they'll get posted. Let's see for it. When do I have them posting? Oh, apparently Mondays at 1400, and that's in UTC. So I think that's basically that's 9 a.m. most of the time, Eastern time, right? Although, differences, with the time zone changes, George Bush time, all of that, etc. Boom, ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. Squash and merge that. And fortunately, the first time that this, oh, I also did do this. As part of that, I forgot to mention, you might have seen it. It also works on a workflow dispatch, which means that if you go into actions right now on the PonySync Helper repo, under all workflows, you should see a post good first issues. And if you have the proper permissions, like you, for example, Gordon, right? You can have an option to run the workflow directly from the GitHub UI, which I'm going to do right now. So let's make sure that that's looking good for the YAML while we're on here. And while that's running, that is the end of our agenda. Does anybody have anything that they would like to discuss as part of the sync beyond that for our recorded bits?
I do have a quick question regarding the good first issue.
By all means, that is a great topic for right now, very apropos and relevant. Go for it.
So firstly, does that tag exist in all of the PonyLang org repos or just PonyC? And second question is it possible to search for that tag across all repositories in the org?
Yes, it exists on all of it should exist on all of the repos. There might be some stray old repos that don't get used anymore where it doesn't exist, right? But it most certainly does across all of them. When we set them up, we make sure they all exist there. I do not know of a way in the GitHub UI to search across all of them. However, much like the agenda does, this will search across all of them. And if you go over into the Zulip right now, go to the contribute to Pony stream, please, and look at the new topic, good first issues as of 2023-11-07, right? And you will see the listings of all of the things read across all the repos. So, for example, the changelog tool needs a contributing.md. The Pony tutorial has one that says package documentation should detail trust boundary. You were part of that conversation. I remember that. There is one in the Pony C repo. I'm just picking random ones out of here from the list. In the Pony C repo called CLI package bug. I don't know what that one is, but apparently it's a good first issue. Ooh. PonyLang website. Broken and outdated program playground examples. Somebody has one for that. I wonder if they're still broken. I do not know. Probably. Pony up. There's one that says don't hard code test directory in tests. That sounds like something I would have opened. Let's see if it was. The fun thing here is though, well, this is unfortunate. We get to the end here and look, it truncated the message. Do you see that?
I do.
Well, that's an interesting bit. I wonder if Zulip has a max size on posted messages. Sending messages. Goodness. Okay, sending messages, message data, compose, or no, I care about the API. Let's see. Let me try to find the action which is used for that. All right, because we're going to want to update to take that into account. So that did not happen to me clearly when I was running it locally. It does not, but it does for the when we post it to Zulip. So that's an interesting bit. I don't even know how we would go about doing that. Right, so it's the Zulip GitHub Actions Zulip. Da, 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 da. So GitHub da. Whoa. Okay. I'm going to look at the repo for the action that we use, which comes from the Zulip org for this stuff, and it's send message, I believe, is the one that we're doing. Yes, we're doing send message. Email, yes. Topic type two, we are doing content. Okay, content of the message form. Aha, here we go. The maximum is 10,000 bytes. So that's interesting. I'm going to open an issue. This is a great one. For the sync helper. Okay, so
If you tag it as a good first issue, that'll be very meta.
I'm planning on doing that actually. Good first issues can get truncated when posting to Zulip. This happens immediately out of the gate. We are using blah blah blah. We are using to send messages to Zulip. It maxes the content out at 10,000 bytes, which we already go over. We need to programmatically handle with custom done step so that we post our first message to the topic. The new topic and find a good place to cut at bytes below the limit, and then keep slicing in a pleasing manner to post multiple add-ons in the topic until we are done. Doing this in Bash is probably awful. Our standard that we have decided on is using Python. This, if someone can get Python script working, they can work with Sean Allen to figure out deployment and running. So I just created that issue. It's the first issue on the repo. And yes, it's labeled as a good first issue. For the bit that I just wrote there, can people take a look at it and see if does this make sense to you? Or should I do I need to rewrite this to make more sense to people who are less in the know? I should definitely put a link to the current workflow. So that, but Red, for example, or Dippin or Gordon, can I'll take a look at it and tell me what's unclear, what additional information should be added.
I arrived late, Sean. Can you share the link to the or tell me the URL of the thing you're talking about, and I can take a look as well?
It's the one open issue on Pony Sync Helper. It's issue 18. Hi, Joe.
Hello.
So I'm not sure when you joined. We ran the we had one issue. It was for posting good first issues to weekly to contribute to Pony, right? Contribute to Pony Stream on Zulip. The Pony Sync Helper, which was integrated into, everything works there just fine. However, we're using GitHub Zulip action from the Zulip folks for posting it to Zulip. And it has a 10,000 byte limit on the content of a message. And we are already over that. So if you look in Zulip at the Contribute to Pony stream in the good first issues as of 2023, 1107, you get down to the bottom and you'll see it says message truncated because it truncated them. So there is the issue, which I opened, which might not be completely clear. We really need to not use their GitHub action anymore, but we need to use the Zulip API directly and chunk the data up into multiple messages that all get posted to the same topic.
Makes sense. Yep.
Does the issue the way it's written, does that seem good enough to get people going, or did I leave information out?
The part that's not clear in the ticket is, so you said we need, so it maxes at the con, so we're currently using this standard Zulip action to send messages to Zulip. It maxed out the content at 10,000 bytes, which we already go over. We need to programmatically handle without a custom done step so that ...
Okay, let's see. Let me try to improve that.
Just the last sentence that, like,
oh wow, I literally typed ... didn't I? Wow. Without using the Zulip GitHub action, the REST API for Zulip documentation is here. Python binding documentation is here. Okay. Need our own script post instead of the action that can only post a simple message. People have one to end messages to post based on the with first issues. We want to okay, how about the newly updated thing? Well, I'm going to turn those into listicle items. Is this better?
Yes, that is clear now. Thank you.
Should we leave discuss during sync on this for next week, or should I just pull that off?
I don't know what else we need to discuss, so I think we can pull it off.
Okay. Yes, if somebody would like to handle that, that would be great. Very great indeed. That was literally our only agenda item was the first thing, Joe, right? And we merged it, ran it, and discovered that that issue there. So there we go. Joe, I already asked this already, but do you have anything to discuss before we go?
Red, no, I don't have any special topics. No, not for today.
Okay. Red, did you get both of your questions answered? I can't. I believe we did. I believe I answered them both, but I also might have gotten distracted by the discovering that it was truncating.
You answered the first one and gave me a workaround on the second.
What was the second? Oh, second, right.
Is it possible to search specifically for that?
I don't know if GitHub gives you away, as I said before. But certainly you can download the sync tool and build it locally and run it in the same way that it's currently being run and get a list of all of them in your terminal, or you can use the currently slightly truncated one. Well, actually, I don't know how truncated that is. They are in alphabetical order, so it truncated at pony up, so anything past pony up, starting at pony up, is not there. But you could also do that, and if you manage to knock enough of them off, it wouldn't be truncated. But yes,
that was about to be my suggestion for fixing it. Just knock out all of these tickets, and then we'll get them all.
It is a thing which could handle it. The not getting it truncated is still a thing that we should do. But yes, if you would like to try to tackle it by knocking off a bunch of the good good first issue ones, which are not just good first issues because they are approachable for somebody without a ton of domain knowledge, but also because they are easy to knock off, then by all means, you know, go for it.
Yep.
Cool. All right. Thank you everyone for coming, and have a good day.
Thanks.
Bye. Oh, wait. Oh, hold on. Bad news.